This is Bingo Crisco, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
You are.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bingo Crisco, and this is What a Program! Episode 7, the song we just heard was called Nintendo Blood by Julian Casablancas and The Voids. And not coincidentally, that's also the name of this episode, Nintendo Blood. It's going to be an hour of lo-fi songs. And here with me in the studio, it's not just Bingo Crisco this week, baby. We got...
Charlie Billings.
Charlie Billings, baby. What's your DJ name?
Charlie Billings.
What? No, we're gonna come up with something snazzier for you over the course of the next hour.
It's in no caps though on the WMFO website. It's Spinatron and stuff, well. So we're a little cool, I guess.
All right, so we're gonna call you CB No Caps. Are you cool with that? Are you cool with that?
We can think of something over the hour.
Okay.
Maybe each talk break we figure out a new thing. You say this is Bingo Crisco and something.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. We're gonna play. I don't know, about 20 minutes of my music, and then we're going to play two songs that Charlie Bill Cap.
Okay, anything better than that. First one's better.
That was terrible. Yeah, it was horrible. We're going to play two songs that Charlie picked out, and he's going to talk about those then. But we got lunch before this, and you had some questions about my commitment to this theme of lo-fi music.
It wasn't about commitment, it was about definition.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting, like, lo-fi music. This mic's a little weird.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's interesting, like, lo-fi music kind of has two definitions. There's, like, the classic definition, which is, like, 80s and 90s, you know, kind of like quiet white dude recording in his bedroom.
Right, yeah.
And then there's the other definition, which is, like, more new, which is, like, all these, like, beat makers and stuff making, like, lo-fi study mix for 25 hours on YouTube. And it's just, like, kind of like between good and bad jazz samples that they've just like looped for too long with like very little effects.
Well, we could just play one of those videos for the entirety of my show.
We could just play it for the rest of the day. I hope no one else has any slots.
Yeah, I actually noticed whatever the next guy's name is. I think his name is like Mr. Gracias or someone like that. He sent out a email saying he needs a sub for the next thing. I didn't see anybody respond to it.
Yeah, we could just play that.
So we could just play that for the entirety of his slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so next up, we have a song that I'm not actually gonna introduce right away because it's a nice little surprise for my friend Devin Araujo, who's back in New York City. Nice little second song surprise, they call him. A classic second song surprise, Bingo Crisco, bada bing. Here we go, baby.
This must be where I... Lose it all, darling. Throw myself into wicked waters. This must be where I lose it all, darling. Throw myself into wicked waters. Well, I'm tired of feeling guilty. Just want a little bit more. A new foundation. A new foundation. I work until I fall down. Just
Well, you're in your little room and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
boring.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Here are all the songs that we just heard. After we heard Nintendo Blood by Julian Casablancas and the Voids, we heard Wicked Waters by Benjamin Booker off of Benjamin Booker. Then we heard Little Room by the White Stripes off of White Blood Cells. Then A Loving Feeling by Mitski off of Puberty 2. Again, she has made it onto every single show. And Charlie just told me that she performed, what was it, 45 minutes away from Tufts?
No, not even.
And like, I didn't
like
know.
Like half an hour-ish, yeah.
I want to swear so bad, but I can't do it on the air. Oh my god, I would have loved that.
It wasn't that publicized. You shouldn't feel bad.
I still.
It happens. I mean, there's a lot of like tomorrow there's a show I want to see, but it's 21 plus, and I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a youth.
Yeah, and I mean, she's, you know, she's young, we're young.
Yeah, she'll be around.
She'll be around. She's not going anywhere anytime soon. After we heard "Love and Feelin'," we heard "There's No Other Than," in parentheses, "Like My Baby" by the Beach Boys off of the Beach Boys Party album, which, again, Charlie just ruined for me. Because, okay, the Beach Boys Party album, what I thought it was that they just went to a party, like, or, like, you know, threw a party with a bunch of their friends and then played music while they were there and, like, recorded it. But apparently...
Nah, the Beach Boys are sad in corporate at this point in their career. I think that they probably recorded the crowd noise or whatever as them just goofing off, but they had that overlaid over tracks that they had already made. So right. Maybe there was a party that they were hanging out at, like a fake one in the studio.
Yeah.
And they were having fun making the ad-libs, but I think they were over it. Because if you hear, like, they're the same voices.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's not a shame, though, because, you know, people should still listen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you had some Beach Boys recommendations
for me.
So,
if people like early Beach Boys and people like Pet Sounds...
My guy Charlie here, or CB, no caps, is he's the mind on, he's, or not the mind, the authority on the Beach Boys out on the Tufts campus. He knows more than anybody I've ever met, anybody probably you have ever met. So with that in mind, here are his Beach Boys recommendations.
Yeah, so if you've heard their early stuff and you've heard Help Me Rhonda or I Get Around and you've heard Pet Sounds, you should check out, you might have even heard Smile, but you check out the albums they did immediately after that. So after Brian Wilson had a rough go and had a mental breakdown of sorts, they regrouped and made some really strange, really beautiful short records that are about as poppy and simple as can be, but still really interesting and unique.
Yeah.
Stripped Down and everything. They had Wild Honey, which is 1967, I think, which is like a soul record that they made, which is right. Just like the strangest sounding thing coming out of these very Californian kind of, you know, like
proper,
pop stars.
Yeah,
and it was just totally different stuff. And then they had Friends, which is like the shortest, maybe like the shortest album I've ever heard by like a major pop artist. It's like each song is like 2 minutes and it's just really like, every song
just
like has
coming.
Yeah, they have no, there's like they all start and stop, there's no like progression,
right?
Everything's incredibly like strange and kind of like whimsical, but in like a really like I don't even know, they're all kind of home recorded and they're very like, it's almost like all of these were just fractions of ideas. They were like, okay, well, we need to put out record out right now.
Right. Kind of like, you know, at the end of like Abbey Road when they have that
exactly.
Long, you know,
it actually,
kind of medley.
Honestly, that Abbey Road medley is probably about the length of this entire record.
There we
and
go.
And it's like, it's the same actually kind of tunes, you know, the way that they work together and the way that they're pretty simple and have a similar kind of theme going through them, but are still really thoughtful. Actually, it's a great comparison.
You're
welcome. You know something even if you never heard it.
Yeah, there we go. And what was the name of the album again?
Friends. The first one is Wild Honey and the second one is Friends.
Friends and Wild Honey. So after we heard There's No Other Like My Baby by the Beach Boys, or cover by the Beach Boys, then we heard BNS by Standing on the Corner, off of Standing on the Corner. Y'all should go check them out. They make... I was talking to my friend Sam the other day. I guess you'd call them garage pop. I don't really know. Really weird, interesting production. It was a cover of a jazz standard called Body and Soul. Then we heard When the Curtain Calls for You by Jonathan Fireeater off of the album Wolf Songs for Lambs. Jonathan Fireeater, if you guys don't know, they were kind of the precursors to the Strokes in the New York rock scene. They were really, really big in the late 90s. Or not really, really big, but, you know, in that scene, they were well-known. But the lead singer had some serious issues with drugs and alcohol, and kind of, you know, the whole thing kind of fell apart. But, you know, when the Strokes were coming up, everybody said that that the Strokes were kind of what Jonathan Fireeater should have been. So you guys should check them out, kind of get a sense of where that music that a lot of us kind of love and know kind of originated. And now we're going to have Charlie read a quick PSA.
All right. Be a big brother's big sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, call
888-412-BIGS, that's B-I-G-S, or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. That's a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford.
Dust Reform Radio.
So yeah, now next up we have CB No Caps' first pick, Out Getting Ribs, by King Cruel off of 6 Feet Beneath the Moon. Now, if you're just tuning in, the way that I kind of structure this show is that each show has a different theme, and I'll play a bunch of songs within that kind of fall within that theme, and then my guest will play 2 songs and they'll talk about why they chose them. So tell us, C. Billings, why did you choose this King Cruel song to fit the lo-fi theme?
Yeah, so I tried to get it more towards the traditional notion of lo-fi, like I talked about at the beginning of the show. These are going to be 2 songs that are really kind of crappily produced, and they are pretty simple, and they're just one guy and I'm like pretty much a single instrument. This one happens to be a very deep-voiced Englishman with a very beautiful guitar, and he came out with this song first under his name Zoo Kid when he was really young, and he's this kind of funny guy with red hair. And there's this famous video of him. It's like in a kind of like a whitewashed alley. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing like a one of those Irish knit like white sweaters, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he's kind of wearing like a blazer over it, and he looks like real proper. But then you like look at him, he looks so young. He's like kind of like really pale, like this bright red hair, huge nose and stuff. And he's just like, you're like, oh, he's like a little kid. And his voice opens up and he's like,
The lowest,
just deepest thing. I mean, I'd have to be in the morning to even speak or sing like him. And he just like comes out with it. And that original version is kind of like messy and all over the place. But when he made his solo debut a couple years later with this record, he changed it into a even better song in a way that didn't compromise any of the rawness and the uniqueness of that first kind of really messy cut that introduced everybody to him and his little world of really depressing kind of strange lyrics with just gorgeous guitar and jazz inflected chords. So yeah, and this song is pretty important to me. I mean, I definitely listened to this album a lot in our early mornings going to school and high school. And it's really sad because this first album is by far his best. This one and his EP from before that is just like heads, like just leagues above everything he's released, in my opinion. Yeah. Okay. Since he had other records that, especially the one that came out recently, which is...
You're not a fan of The Ooze?
No, I'm going to say a little Fantano, not good on that one. What did you liked it?
I have mixed feelings about it. I haven't really listened to 6 Feet Beneath the Moon. I've been meaning to.
Highly recommend it.
So, you know... For me, The Ooze has been like a nice introduction to his vibe, but it's impenetrable. All the songs are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And he does that same thing really, really well.
He does. The thing is like the same thing is true with 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, and the same thing is true, but it's different on 6 Feet Beneath the Moon. It's much less impenetrable. The production on this new one is just like... almost unlistenable.
Yeah.
It's swirling to the extent that you don't know where the stuff that you're supposed to pay attention to is.
Yeah.
Whereas on the record before this, 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, the record before this released under his King Cruel moniker is just like really direct. There's guitars, there's maybe some drums, there's a keyboard or two, whatever, but you can hear every part of it, and it's really depressing, and it's even darker even somehow than this most recent one.
Right.
But it's just easier to digest.
Well, I wouldn't write it off for that reason, because there are some albums that like the first song that I played, Nintendo Blood off of Tyranny, that album is produced, the production quality is insane. It's like I don't understand what they're like. Every instrument has a trash plug in on it. Everything is like really, really grimy and mixed together. But and for that reason, that I think a lot of people are turned off by it. But if you like, you know, I love Julian Casablancas so much. He's so important to me, and you know, as you know, as everybody knows, like that, I really stuck with it, and over time, I've come to, I know what I'm listening for. So that might just be something that kind of comes more with time, but I hear what you're saying about like the kind of impenetrableness of it.
Yeah, and like, I think also
I'm done. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I just think like there's an issue that I have with in a way, you know, all artists should move on, but he's tried to change his writing style or change his vibe without making it more interesting. And so what happens is he's just like, I think that the songs were all so fresh and so good, even though they were really repetitive. I mean, there are two songs on this record that I'm playing this song off of that are essentially the same song. And there are a couple more that are similar, so similar that if it had been someone else, it would have been plagiarism.
Yeah.
But it works because the vibe of the album is like, wow, this is like a 20 song album, but they all sound so good and they sounded so fresh in 2013 or 2012 or whatever it was. Shout out to the person just motorcycling all around out here.
Yeah, they're doing donuts.
He's just,
y'all hear that?
Riding. Yeah, he's going crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. But this just new record was like, it was more diverse, but it was like also more boring. And I just don't understand that.
Okay. I feel you.
It's a long ass talk break. Yeah, you don't need to do that.
This was an extreme talk break. Probably the longest that I've had on the show. Oh, somebody's calling in. But I'm not going to pick up because I really want to hear the song and give people a sense of what we've been talking about.
All
sorry,
right.
Folks. Here we go.
Yeah.
King Out Getting Ribs by King Cruel off of 6 Feet Beneath the Moon.
Don't you worry about it, baby.
That was Out Getting Ribs by King Cruel off of 6 Feet Beneath the Moon. Wow, I really, really like that. I never heard that song before. Wow. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say. That I was, yeah, that just like totally, that really got me. next up, we have another one of your picks, Heart Don't Know by Jimmy Whispers off of Summer in Pain. Oh, we have another caller calling in. Should I figure out how to take them on the air?
Yeah,
I'm
if you want, we can also just maybe take your call off the air. I don't know who's calling, but
yeah, let's do that. Try calling again during the next song, and we will take your call. But yeah, so next up we have Heart Don't Know by Jimmy Whispers, another one of your picks. If you're just tuning in, today's theme is songs that are lo-fi. So
yeah, so
why did you pick this in, you know, accordance with that theme?
Yeah, so this one is the kind of the other side of this side of lo-fi. You got your lo-fi with the guitar, and this is kind of the lo-fi with the weird keyboard presets. This sounds like it was all the songs on this album are literally made, I think, by using some sort of weird like cheap Casio-ish keyboard, and then like having some patch on it and just playing different chords with the patch on the same exact one on almost every song.
Right.
And it's this really weird like limiting factor that makes this record just amazing. And he's a bit of a unsung hometown hero because he's from Chicago. And the way that I think I got into the song actually is that he played this live at Pitchfork when a year before I started going, or like, no, he played on a different day than I was there. My first year that I went to this festival, and he played it with a band that would later become the band Whitney.
Oh, wow.
If you're a fan of them. Because it's all kind of the same scene, them and whatever. There's a little scene in Chicago that these guys are all tight. And he's friends with them, but he's kind of fallen off the map because he makes really strange music. And he's super weird. He was really into like all these like weird shirts that he would draw for himself.
Yeah.
And essentially, they played it. And it was just like the most like emotional kind of like concert performance I think I've ever seen on video. I don't know how to describe it, but essentially, they start the song jamming like it's like an 80s song, and they're kind of strumming on the guitar, and he's wearing like white shirt and pants, and then he just literally in front of everybody starts stripping down. And you're like, what the fuck is going? Excuse me. What is going
jinkies,
on?
Jinkies, jinkies.
And
FCC, don't listen.
Nah, they're fine. And you realize that he has like an entire red dress under his thing, and he goes into this beautiful song. He's screaming, a little out of tune, but it's awesome. And this is a lo-fi rendition of it, which sounds just absolutely fantastic. And
nice. All right, so here we go. This is Heart Don't Know by Jimmy Whispers off of Summer in Pain. Enjoy.
I'm a lady, I'm not a man. MC is my
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in our last couple minutes of What a Program! Episode 7, Nintendo Blood, with me, Bingo Crisco, and you?
Charlie Billings.
Charlie Billings. We never came up with a DJ name for you.
I was just holding it out just in case I could come up with something on the spot.